Good morning. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we can go to the next slide. You recognize these people? You do? You do. All right, who's the gentleman on the left? Yeah. Anybody know who the gentleman on the right is?
We put his stuff in front of others.
Oh, we're going to hear about these two. So these two have a lot in common. First thing is, the two of them grew up in the South. One grew up in Florida, and the other one grew up in Tennessee. The other thing is that they both had an incredible love for football. The gentleman on the left was an assistant football coach at a high school. And the gentleman, and I'm going to say gentleman, on the right, played football in high school. He was on the defensive team. Is that what you would say? Side. Thank you for correcting me. Okay. Unfortunately, no longer are these two gentlemen alive. They both attended church, both of these men. And they both were put in the middle of a situation in which there was a random act of violence. The gentleman on the left, his name, Aaron Freeze, 37 years old, assistant football coach at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And his life ended on February 14th. 2017. He was a beloved coach. 2018, thank you. He was a beloved coach. Everyone said there wasn't anything that this man wouldn't do for you. On the weekends, he'd go around and mow people's lawns that weren't able to mow their own lawns. One student talked about how when he had leukemia, Coach Freeze would send to him scripture readings. He'd send to him prayers. He would also send to him some funny things, memes, I guess they call them. I don't know what do you used to call these things, cartoons or something. Now they call them memes. Yeah, I think the old-fashioned word might be cartoons. Is that right? Yeah, just a little snippet of a cartoon. Anything to help cheer up this young man who is undergoing treatment for leukemia. Gentleman on the right, his name, Xavier William Dobson. He's the youngest of three children. He had a brother, Zach, who was exactly 12 months older than him, and they were like, we call them Irish twins when they're that close. They should have been twins. They did everything together. His brother played on the offensive side while he played defense. Both of them were absolutely amazing, amazing athletes. They were raised by a single mother along with their older brother. They lived in the Lonsdale community, which is located in Knoxville, Tennessee. He loved life. He loved his friends. His friends said he was the most loyal of friends that you could possibly have. He was a very happy child who was always laughing, and he was always helping other people. His friends would say he would do anything for his friends. His life changed on December 17th, 2015. Let's go to Coach Freeze. On that day, there was a random act of violence at the school. And this coach put his body in front of three young teens and saved their life. We know that story. Gentleman on the right, 15-year-old Xavier, was December 17th, 2015. Football season had ended in November, And they were looking forward to getting through December and it being a Christmas holiday. And so on December 17th, that was the last day of school before the Christmas break. And a whole bunch of them went to high school. It was Fulton High School's basketball game, last basketball game before the break. They all went there, they had a great time. And then Xavion, his brother, Zach, and another friend of theirs went back home just to check in, because that's what they had to do in the neighborhood where they grew up. They needed to check in with their mom and said, here's where we're going to go next. And what they decided to do next was just go down the street to a friend's house, sit on the porch, like all of us do, and just hang out with their friends and talk about what they were going to do together over the Christmas break. You know, it's just like any other Friday night. Nothing different. Just like for Coach Freeze, it was any other school day. Nothing different. And then all of a sudden, violence broke out on that street. There was gunfire coming from every which way. They said, just like we've heard in the accounts of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas students, there was nowhere to go. There was nowhere to hide. Xavion said to his two friends, who were girls, lay down, get down. And then he laid his body on top of these two girls. They lived, and he did not. Their names were Faith and Kiava. This 15-year-old boy, he didn't have any training like a police officer would have. He just did. Rob Black, who was a Fulton High School football coach, this is what he said. Hear these words. I can't think of anything more courageous than to lay down your life for your friends like Xavion did. Did we not hear that in scripture today? We heard these words today, but it wasn't about courage, was it? It was about love. And that love that we heard 9 times in scripture today is agape love, unconditional love. That's what this young man gave. This is what we heard Jesus say to his disciples. This is my commandment, love each other. In the same way I have loved you, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. How did Coach Freeze become a savior? How did Xavion Dobson become a savior? They became a savior because they knew the savior. That's the only way. They knew the ultimate Savior, and that ultimate Savior was a deep part of their life. Last week we talked about the branch being connected to the vine, and that life that comes through that vine onto the branch, right? We talked about the replacement of a limb and how that limb comes back to life again with the with the arm that had been torn off by a young man, and it was brought back to life again. These two gentlemen were connected to the vine, to Jesus, and that's how they could do what they did. They both knew the ultimate Savior, Jesus Christ, God incarnate. He said, love each other the way I have loved you. This is self-giving love from a self-giving God, a God who left the throne to become one of us. In the beginning of John, here is the birth narrative. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Do you remember hearing that promise that was given?
the night in which we remember Jesus' death on Good Friday. Through him all things were made, without him nothing was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And then that Word went to the cross and laid down his life for us. That's the kind of God we have, the God who leaves the throne and comes down to be with us. Amazing. The God who gives it all up for us, yet the God who then takes up life again so that their death is not in vain, but that it is life eternal, which, you know, I always say, begins right now. Love one another just as I have loved you. You know, when that first, we heard that commandment the first time, this is later on in Jesus' final conversation, what's called the farewell discourse, but these are the final words that he's giving before he goes to the cross. But we heard that right after Judas betrayed Jesus. He said, Jesus said after Judas left, love one another as I have loved you. Do you know that includes Judas? That includes the betrayer. And then Peter's there like, you know, I mean, is it me? No, it's not. You know, is it me? You know, I would never deny you, God. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Yes, you will. God, Jesus, loves that denying Peter just as he loves Judas, the betrayer. You know, for Aaron Feiss and Xavier Dobson, they didn't question these two or these three on whether or not they wanted to be saved or not. Do you want to be saved? Okay, I'll lay myself on you. They just did it, just like Jesus. Aaron Feiss and Xavier Dobson, they didn't look at these children, or in the case of Xavier, his friends, and say, are you worthy of being saved? Are you going to make something out of your life if I do this? No, they didn't. They just did it. Did Xavier and Coach Feiss, did they ask for anything in return? No, they didn't. They loved unconditionally. And that is agape love. We live in a world which is all about capitalism as far as economics is concerned. What will I gain? What will I lose if I love? Not these two. They didn't. They just loved. Because they were connected to the king of the other world. Let us today go forward from this place with these words imprinted in our hearts. This is my commandment to you. Love each other the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Do we want to know what God is talking about when God and Jesus talks about the fruit? This is what Jesus is talking about. Love in action. I want to change those words that the coach of Fulton High School said, Rob Black. I want to change it from, I can't think of anything more courageous than to lay down your life for friends like Xavier did. This is what I want to change it to. I can't think of anything more loving than to lay down your life for friends like Xavier did. Amen.